Let's start with the story that's reshaping how we think about compute infrastructure. Google is paying SpaceX $920 million per month for compute capacity at xAI data centers. Sarah, when I first read this number, I had to double-check it twice. We're talking about over $11 billion annually for what amounts to renting servers.
That figure is staggering, but what's more interesting is what it reveals about the current AI compute shortage. This isn't Google struggling to build their own infrastructure. They obviously have massive data center capabilities. This is about the specific type of compute that xAI has assembled, likely optimized for large language model training and inference at unprecedented scales.
The business implications here are enormous. If Google, one of the world's most sophisticated infrastructure companies, is willing to pay nearly $1 billion monthly rather than build equivalent capacity internally, that tells us something profound about either the timeline pressures they're under or the technical advantages of xAI's setup. This could be the highest value infrastructure rental in corporate history.
What's particularly interesting is the SpaceX angle. Elon Musk's companies have always been interconnected, but this represents a new level of strategic coordination. SpaceX's satellite constellation could potentially provide global connectivity for distributed AI workloads in ways that terrestrial networks simply can't match. Imagine training models across compute nodes that are literally in space.
Speaking of infrastructure shifts, NVIDIA is proposing what some are calling a beast of a CPU system for Windows PCs. The technical details are still emerging, but early reports suggest this isn't just about more cores or higher clock speeds. It's about fundamentally rethinking how CPUs handle AI workloads alongside traditional computing tasks.
This makes perfect sense when you consider where personal computing is heading. Every application is becoming AI-augmented in some way. Your word processor needs to run language models. Your photo editor needs computer vision capabilities. Your development environment needs code completion. The traditional separation between CPU and GPU workloads is breaking down.
The timing is crucial here. Microsoft has been pushing their Copilot Plus PC initiative. Apple is embedding neural engines across their silicon. And now NVIDIA, primarily known for GPUs, is making a serious play for the CPU market. This isn't just about performance. It's about who controls the architecture that runs AI-first computing.
What I find fascinating is how this connects to the Google SpaceX deal. We're seeing a complete restructuring of the compute landscape, from hyperscale cloud infrastructure down to personal devices. The companies that get this transition right will have enormous advantages in the AI economy. Those that don't risk becoming irrelevant very quickly.
And that brings us to a more concerning infrastructure story. Motorola effectively bricking their entire line of Wi-Fi routers without explanation. Users simply woke up to non-functional hardware because the company's cloud service went down and there's no local fallback. This is what happens when we build too much dependency into our connected devices.
This is exactly the kind of brittleness that makes the infrastructure conversations we just discussed so critical. When your router requires constant phone home connectivity to function, you've essentially turned local networking equipment into a subscription service. The technical architecture choices companies make have profound implications for user autonomy and system resilience.
It's also a cautionary tale about the risks of the everything-as-a-service model. Motorola users didn't just lose features, they lost basic functionality of hardware they own. As we move toward more AI-dependent infrastructure, ensuring local fallback capabilities and user control becomes increasingly important for both security and reliability.